Father, the Most High God, we reverence you this morning. We hallow your holy name. We glorify your name. We enthrone you, the one who seated upon the holiest of the holies and dwelleth among the cherubims, highly enthroned on high, above all heavens, above all universe, above all creations. The God of all flesh, the Father of all spirits, you are magnified. Blessed be thy name in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask, O Lord, grant unto us grace. Help us, Lord. Help us, Spirit Divine. Spirit Divine, Spirit Divine, in the name of Jesus, let every one of us have an encounter with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before you sit down. You're sick, you're going to pray. And I want you to press into the presence of the Lord. I want you to press into the presence. What I mean is, ensure you press. There will be resistance in you. There will be, distractions. There will be, things that we want to take your mind away. But I want you, force yourself and press yourself into the presence of God. Press yourself into the presence. I want you to go into the presence. That is what I'm saying. If you are still looking at me, I'm still talking to you as you are looking. Press into the presence of the Most High. This morning, there's a time I want you to press into the presence. You can only get your victory and breakthrough when you press into His presence. There are so many distractions, so many moving up and down. And you need to move and press. You need to get into His presence. This is the only way for you. This is the only way for you. And I want you to press into the presence of the Lord. Press into the presence. Pressing. Pressing, you have an appointment. You have a divine appointment. You have a divine appointment on this morning. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, and God must meet you. The Lord must meet you. It's not a social gathering. This is not a place where you just come to make register. It's not a place where you've come to look for people. This is a place of an encounter. There are times where you have to get something tangible in the presence of the Lord. Press into the presence. Let every opposition in your life give way. Let every opposition that may want to obstruct, barricade, hinder you, let them give way. 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 Every power that is opposing you, let them give way. Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It's not by power, nor by righteousness, but by your spirit alone. It is not by power nor by righteousness. It is by your spirit alone. It's not by power nor by righteousness. It's your, by your spirit alone. Oh Lord, complete in him. We complete, we are complete, we are complete in you. We are complete in you. Complete, complete, complete in you. We are complete in you. It's not by power nor by righteousness. It's by your spirit alone. It's not by power, it's not by righteousness. It's by your spirit alone. It's not by power, it's not by righteousness. It's by your spirit alone. Oh my Lord, we are complete in you. We are complete, 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 complete in you. We are complete in you. Complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. As your presence is made accessible to us this morning, Lord, we will touch you. And your hand will rest upon us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please have your seat. Turn with me to the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians, chapter 3. We read from verses 1 to 4 or 1 to 5, depending on the time now. Galatians, chapter 3. I read, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? 3. Oh my, let me take my Bible. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? 5. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worked miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Amen. The Galatians church, they were the church or churches that they started well. They started the journey, and when they started the work of faith, somewhere along the line something happened to them. They deviated and moved out of what was committed to their hand, what they already believed. They thought, okay, the best way to move, okay, God has done this. Yes, God started with us, but let's move, let's let's shift a little bit. They shifted their attention very fast. Quickly, they shifted it out from the truth. In other words, they thought, okay, the best thing for them to move in the line with God is to begin to work things out for themselves. And Paul said, challenge them. You are foolish. Call them, they are foolish. They are so foolish. And you say, when you started, you didn't start like this. This was not what you started with. For since end of December last year, to this point, to the 15th of January, we were having fasting and prayer. Started having fasting and prayer. And every day we were coming to the church seeking the face of the Lord. We travail secretly. We travail corporately in the presence of the Lord, crying that God will reveal his glory in this new year. And some of us, we are still traveling and still in the place of prayer. And somewhere along the line, some of us again, we are also open, as we are traveling or we have traveled, we are open to issues of manipulation, just like the Galatian church. Galatian church, they fell into manipulation. And Paul was asked to tell them, he said, who bewitched you? Bewitchment. We started well. Since the beginning of the year, we started well. We've just spent how many days in the year that we are deviating, we are moving. And he said, look, it is not like that. Things are not supposed to be done like this. We need to come back. And he now went to verse 5. When you look at that verse 5, that's where I'm really going. He said, he therefore that ministered to you the spirit, because the spirit will minister to you. When the spirit ministers to you, you receive life. When a man has spirit, he has life. The spirit of God energizes a man in every issue of life. The spirit of God generates strength. The spirit of God produces power in the life of a man that makes him to move on. Whenever a man is depleted of spirit. When I'm talking of the spirit, I'm talking of the spirit of God. The quality of his life will be compromised. In other words, for him to fulfill his destiny is questionable. Whenever you see your spirit, you know, going down, it tells you that the products that you will receive, the products that will come in your life, is already, you know, you have seen it, that it's not going to be something valuable. So when you withdraw in the presence of the Lord, when you stay off in the presence of the Lord for a while or a short time, you are denying yourself of his power, of his presence. The quality of your devotion in the place of God, in the spiritual devotion, will automatically affect the quality of your destiny. So when you are deny yourself of God's presence, then you are cheating yourself. The more you draw back, the more you step back, the more you are missing. This is a fake clinic, but there are some realities we must establish. We must just establish all these things so that we can sustain the presence of the Lord. And he said, it is the spirit that when he ministers and worketh miracles among you. In other words, as the spirit is working, then you can experience the supernatural move of God. As this year goes, as we are moving to the year, as we are moving ahead, the presence of the Lord needs to walk with you, needs to move with you, so that you can experience the unusual, the uncommon, the supernatural that many are missing. And so our lives must go deeper. We must develop quality relationship, quality devotion. It is not a corporate devotion that we are talking about, but individual, every one of us increasing in the Lord, increasing, so that it will not be like Galatian church, who started where and just a little time they deviated, they left where they started, they forgot. You remember when the Lord Jesus, when the Lord led the people of Israel out of Egypt, you know, and that should be in the book of Exodus 18 or something like that, when the Lord led them out of Egypt. And suddenly when God called Moses, you know, the Bible talks about something. Aaron, they met Aaron and they were doing golden calves. And God himself said, they have quickly, that phrase, the Bible says, they have quickly left. It means that, you know, the enemy has been waiting for them and say, wow, I'm going to catch them. This thing that they are carrying is not sustainable. This thing they are carrying, they will not sustain it. The presence of the Lord must be sustainable in your life. You must carry it. It must not be that you have quickly left the path you started just for a few days ago. We must look for a way that, how do I sustain it? How do I keep this during the fasting and praying? I used to spend time, I used to spend hours in the place of prayer. I used to spend time in the place of studying the word of God. I stayed in the presence of God. But now things have changed. No. And that tells us that we must change. We must be careful and watch out, rather. We must be careful and watch out that what we have received, we do not lose it. We do not lose it. You will not lose your blessing in Jesus' name. I said, you will not lose your blessing in Jesus' name. You will not lose your blessing in Jesus' name. What the Lord has given to us is permanent. But let me tell you something. that the Lord has given. The enemy is also aware, and that is why he quickly, organizes, manipulations. He quickly organizes distractions. He quickly organizes, something that will make you to forget the dealings of God. But this year, you will not underperform. In the name of Jesus. You will not underperform in the name of Jesus. The Lord of heaven will grant you grace in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to look into a few things, then we begin to pray. When God has given us blessings and has granted us grace, the enemy, one, put about five things here. The enemy wants to, there are things that the enemy wants to work upon. He wants to bring all manner of weaknesses, fainting, and make your strength to be weary. And you just see that as many people, many times you see people getting to a point of their breakthrough, they said they are already tired. People faint at the point of their blessing. You will not faint in the name of Jesus Christ. God has packaged glorious things for you this year. God has packaged so many blessings for you this year. And all that God has packaged, you are going to receive them. Amen. It will not be at the time of the delivery that your spirit, your heart is fainting. Your mind is fainting and weary. And you are beginning to doubt what God intends to do for your life. That's one. Two. Well, you remember that's the time you don't permit us to look into the scripture. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9, verse 7, verse 9, and so on. Two. The other thing that makes us to either underperform or unable to get what the Lord has given to us is when there are satanic plot and conspiracy. Satanic plot and conspiracy. When there are satanic plot and conspiracy about what God has planned and programmed, will you yourself know that God has answered you? But somewhere along the line, a plot and conspiracy rose. Say, you want to get this in this year. He's so strong and is trying to fight this thing and ensure that this thing is delivered. And the gate of hell will rise and say, But every conspiracy that are going on over your life, all conspiracies and the powers that that have risen against you, by the name of Jesus, you will overcome them in Jesus' name. The Lord will grant you victory over them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me just remind you, you know what happened? When the people of Israel were living, when they left Egypt, apart from the Red Sea and the other waters, the water issue that confronted them, there was the number one enemy that confronted them. Who knows? Amalekites. Amalekites were the number one people that confronted them immediately they left the land of bondage. And they defeated them. But God said something. The war will never cease among the Amalekites for the action they took against the people of Israel. Any enemy, anyone that rises against you this year, the first person that rises against you this year, by the name of the Lord Jesus, war will not cease from that life. I said, war will not cease. God planned, arranged, and God set their feet. God set their feet upon the promised land, and they were moving. They were moving. And suddenly the Amalekites this rose, and they were not coming to the Amalekites. The Amalekites rose, and God said, for this purpose, you rose. You are the first enemy of my people. All your first enemies this year. All your first enemy this year. I say all your first enemy this year. By the name of the Lord Jesus, according to this word, war will not cease from them. In the name of Jesus. And conspiracies where the enemy just decided to gather together, seeing that things are going to be okay for you this year, but they are fighting. The Lord will give you victory. The next one, or that the third one or the second, I don't know whether it is. Okay, I've mentioned it, but let me just remind us. The third one is, I've talked about weakness. I've talked about plot and conspiracy. The third one is emptiness. Emptiness. In other words, you just feel empty. The enemy you just feel empty. You are not. You just feel that. You feel uncared. I mean, just feel that nothing moves you. I think that is the best way I can say this. Nothing moves you. Unchallenged attitude to things again. You are not moving in the strength and power of the Lord. And these are areas we are going to deal with. These are areas. And the last one is power of infirmity and sicknesses. Where sicknesses and powers and infirmities begin to make you to underperform, weary you. I want to do it, but the enemy sponsor or launches attack or fire infirmity onto your life. He fires the arrow of and disease into your life that makes you not to fulfill the purpose of God this year. By the authority of the Lord will destroy their counsel over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. The Spirit of the Lord, the more of the Spirit, the more you engage the Holy Spirit in your life, the more you gain more strength. God was telling the people of Israel, God spoke to them in one place, and he said, I'm just trying to recall the verse, but let me just say it. And he said, hundred of you, 10 of you will chase 1,000. And is it 100 now? No. I saw it. There are two times. It says, 10 will chase 1,000. And 1,000 will chase 10,000. Then, in another place in the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Joshua, he now says, now, one will chase, what mommy said now? One will chase. In other words, when God's strength is multiplied upon you, your strength the little you could do now, by the time in the next one week again, if the devil comes again, you see you will be able to do greater things. Your strength will continue to multiply. That they were thinking that, okay, it is when you combine with somebody before that you get victory. It's because you attend church, because you come to see that is why you are giving victory. Now, you just say, oh, by the time your power is coming upon you, after the service, by the grace of the Lord, you see that even if you travel out, if you travel to any part of the world, you are sure that you will have victory because your strength will have been multiplied. And so the power of the Lord will increase in you more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. As we want to pray now, we are looking at, we're going to link up with the book of Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, I'm reading from verse 10. I'm going to read to verse 17. There are a lot of verses. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to walk. Therefore, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from his bond on this Sabbath? And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame. And all multitude rejoiced over for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. Your adversaries will be put to shame. I say your adversaries will be put to shame in the name of Jesus. See, the incident that happened here, this woman had been crippled for 18 years. She had been disabled, unable to do what others could do. She had been twisted. Her destiny, her life had been twisted. And you know, when a person is twisted, what can she do? There is limitation to anything he wants to do. And the scripture says, this woman had been in this problem for 18 good years. The devil put a load upon her for 18 years. Can you imagine? If someone could be under this condition for 18 good years, a condition of cripple, a condition that, a condition where someone has been rendered useless for 18 years. As many that are in this condition, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of the Lord will break all the evil conditions in your life and will bring you out from them in the name of Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, this woman that was in this problem for 18 years, the enemy held her bound. And as many of us that are being held today, the power of the Lord will lose us. He was held bound in infirmity. He was held down. As many that are held down in diseases, in infirmity, sicknesses, the Lord is going to release you. I said, the Lord will release you. The Lord will release you. The Lord will release you. Healing is a child's breath. God gives us healing. And God is always ready to heal us. He wants to heal us. He's always ready to heal us. The scripture says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, you know, it says, we were healed by his stripes. That is the truth. Once you acknowledge the truth and you believe the truth because it has been provided for you, that is what grace has provided. Your own is faith. Your own is to walk by faith. And once you are walking by faith, you see God working for you. Because Jesus, the scripture says, Jesus was going all about doing good. That is the assignment Jesus came to do. And that was the reason why in the book of Luke chapter 4, he says, the anointing of God is upon me to heal the brokenhearted. And that is what Christ has come to do. That is his work. And he's already here to heal. He's here to strengthen. He's here to destroy conspiracy. He's here to fill your emptiness. He's here to encourage you. He's here to lift your spirit up. When the scripture tells us, I know, and the book of Exodus chapter 23, no, verse 20-25, it says, I will take sickness away from you, from your midst. I'm going to take it away. I'm going to remove sickness. I'm going to, bring sickness out of you and destroy it. That is what God is going to do now. And again, when the power of God comes, when the Spirit of God comes, that Spirit of God will take not only infirmity, it will take diseases, it will take afflictions, it will, the power of God will do, supernatural work of creative work in your life. In the name of Jesus, it will do emotional healing. All the wounds and bruises in your life, all the hurts, it will do it. All these things, this is what our Lord Jesus Christ has come to do. And our Lord Jesus has come to do this in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When you check Deuteronomy chapter 7, as we pray now, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13 to 15. I'm going to want us to look into it. Deuteronomy. Yeah. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of the womb and the fruit of thy land, the corn and thy wine and thy oil, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy father to give thee. Yes. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you. Or among your cattle. Next. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. All sickness. All sickness. If God is concerned with your domestic animals, that he says, I'm going to take away, I'm not going to allow your domestic animal to suffer any infirmity, how much more you that is created? How much more you that is made by his purpose? And says, I'm going to take away and put none of the evil diseases of Egypt without know it. I'm not going to permit any of diseases to rest upon you. This morning, as we press into the presence of the Lord, whatsoever might be, any disease, any infirmity, any sickness, whatsoever might be the area the enemy has been weakening you, whatsoever wherever the enemy has been making you to go down or discourage you or empty you, you're going to rise on your feet. I have come to present the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who goes about doing good to you. I've come to tell you that Jesus, the one who is able to destroy all the plots and conspiracies of the enemy, is here. I've come to tell you that all the terrible diseases and infirmities that the Lord Jehovah God, you know, he says he's going to remove, and he says, I'm going to remove and put them upon those who hate you. I'm going to put them upon the enemy of your soul. I'm going to put them upon the enemy of your life. And say, look, all those things, I'm going to remove them. This morning, you're going to cry unto the Lord. You're going to cry unto the Lord. Whatsoever the enemy has brought upon your way, and he has weakened your faith at the beginning of this year, and the enemy is dictating and saying, can you think this thing is going to work? And there is a battle going on around you. There is a battle that is going on, and you want to say today, by the name of Jesus, Lord, I cry unto you. I cry unto you today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help me. Help me, 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 in the name of the Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help me, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, help me. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The Bible talks of something as we want to pray, as we are praying now. Do you know that as our days are, when you look at Moses found grace in God's sight, and as his days were, so his strength will continue to multiply. In other words, we are not supposed to be diminishing in strength. You are not supposed to be diminishing in strength. When somebody says, you are older than us, I say, no, I'm not supposed to be diminishing in strength. If the grace that came upon Moses, if I'm able to tap into that grace, I'm not supposed to diminish. And I want you to talk to the Lord. And so many of us who you know that your health is you are having health challenges. You have issues about your health. You have some things that the enemy is querying, or the doctors is querying and declaring some things. I want to say, Lord, this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I cry unto you. These things that may want to weary me, that want to cause disturbance upon my life, that want to make me to underperform this year, Father, I cry unto you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. Today I come to tap into the place of healing. I've come to receive my healing this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I've come to receive my healing. In the name of Jesus, I come to receive my healing. In the name of Jesus, I cry unto you, the Lord God God, by the power of your spirit, who says I will be healed. Lord, King of kings, in the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. I receive my healing. I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, touch me. Holy Spirit, touch me. Holy Spirit, touch me. Holy Spirit, touch me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to move into this play point of the power of creative power of the Lord. In the book of Romans chapter 4, the Bible talks about 4:17, from 17 about, the Bible says Abraham, you know, calling those things that are not as if they were, things that have been going on in your life, it appears some things are dying, but you are going to call life into it. You're going to speak life to every area. We're going to decree life. You are commanding life. The spirit of life is in you. The power of life is in you. You're going to command life and strength to every area of your life. You must command vibrance into your health. You must command and declare, my life receive vibrance. My spirit receive strength. My soul receive strength. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of the word of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak upon my spirit, my soul. I command in the name of Jesus. Yes, God who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as though they did. I speak to every area where there is the enemy, where the enemy has touched, or the enemy has killed, or what the enemy has changed. Today, I speak life. I command life. I speak 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 life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Every area where the enemy has fired arrow of affliction, infirmity into your body, every arrow that the enemy has fired into your life, you're going to decree, you're going to speak the arrow of the devil to be refired back to the source wherever it came from, by the authority of the Lord, refire it back. Declare all evil arrows that have been sent into your life, all arrows, the one that you have had an encounter with when you were sleeping, the one they threw at you even when you did not know, when your mind did not know, the one you just started feeling uncomfortable. I'm going to declare by the name of Jesus, all evil arrows that have been sent, every arrow of infirmity and affliction, arrow of disease attack from the pit of hell, every attack that enemy has launched into your life, launched into your spirit man, launched into your soul, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command that arrow to leave your body right now and go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back to wherever it has been sent for. In the name of Jesus, I send all evil arrows of infirmity and sicknesses in this temple, in this body, out, out, out.
your secret places, from your hidden places, wherever you are hiding. Arrows, 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 arrows of sickness, arrows of sickness, arrows of sickness, arrows, arrows, arrows of sickness, rapaka shataya, maraporia, shekerebo shaporia, rapaloporia, makaporia, shekerebo shekala, maraporia, shekerea, rakataba, maraba, shekerebo shekere, maprobo, arrows, every evil arrows that is operating, operating these bodies, in these bodies, arrow of infirmity, infirmity, sickness, disease, you are released now. Lose your power, lose your grip, lose your hold, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. There is a serpentine spirit moving. Krakuta Yabosha. Serpentine spirit. Serpentine spirit. Out from this place. There's a spirit. There's a spirit there. There's a spirit there. Spirit. There's a spirit there. There's a spirit there. Out, 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 out. Yes, serpentine spirit. You are the one troubling that life. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. We locate you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost penetrate into our midst, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost penetrate. 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 Holy Ghost fire. Penetrate, Lord. Penetrate, Lord. Penetrate, Lord. Penetrate in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, let chains be broken. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praised. God will open prisons. And the God is opening prisons. He's opening prisons. God is opening the gate of prisons. Prisons, prisons, prisons. The gate, 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 gate. Open! By the name of Jesus, you have heard this lie so long. Open! By the name of Jesus, open! And let these people serve the Lord. Open. Prison gate, open. Open, 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 open for this brother. By the name of Jesus, let the prison gate open. Let the prison gate open. Thank you, Father. We're going to cry for the creative power of God to touch us. The creative power of God to touch us. The creative, we're going to cry that by the name of the Lord Jesus, Even if any womb, if even there is no womb, there will be creative power of God will create the womb. Even if there is no organ, if any organ is failing, the creative power of God will come upon you. If there is any area of your body that is dying, by the power of this creative power of God, the creative power of God will touch you. The creative power of God will visit you now. The creative power of God will visit you now. The creative power of God will visit you now. The creative power of God will visit you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the creative power of God will visit you now. The creative power of God will visit you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the creative power of God will visit you now. The creative power of God will visit you now. In the name of Jesus, let the crown of the creative power, let 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 the creative power, by the name of Jesus, let it walk, walk in our midst. In the name of Jesus, walk in our midst. In the name of Jesus, walk in our midst. By the name of Jesus, walk in our midst. In the name of Jesus, Reba Sota Yabenta, Renamo Sekanda, Likandoria Bosa. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, there is power. Us. There is power. In the name of Jesus,
to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain,
Master, to break every chain,
to break every chain,
to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Whether you are here or you are online, lift your hands unto the Lord and sing that song with all your heart, and I'm just going to pray.
Name of Jesus,
the air is ours.
In the name of Jesus,
your eyes, everyone. Please, I want to plead with us. Let us not break the rank this year. Please, God has proposed so many things. We said this a year. God said this a year of visitation, and there are so many things God has prepared for this year. Do not break the rank and do not be distracted. The Lord showed me something, and with a lot of people we are together, and there was something for us to share, and they were supposed to be giving everybody his own part, and suddenly somebody just at that time somebody just walk away and just play away, and by the time he came back, the sharing had been done, and he was asking, where is my own? I will just look at him. May you not be that person in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm pleading with us this year. God is going to visit us. Don't let us break the run. Let us be obedient. Let us follow instruction. Let us move with the spirit of the living God. Don't take a walk. Don't take a walk. Don't break the rank. May you not be that person. See, when God shows something in the vision, it's a symbol. It doesn't mean just only one person. Do you get what I'm saying now? The fact is that only one person that was shown that vision doesn't mean it's only one person. But it means that those who move away will not get the portion that's allotted. That's what it means. That a portion has been allotted. And that portion is for those who are focused, those who are consistent, those who move with the cloud. You will share your testimony.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your great and mighty move and the things you have proposed to do this year. Lord, I pray that none of us will miss out of your purpose this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, none of us will miss our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, every distraction will rebuke. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, thank you for the people you have touched. Lord, I ask, let the healing power move through your people this morning and heal the sick. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for as many as having one amen to the other, whether they are here, whether they are online. I put a curse of the Holy Spirit upon the source of that infirmity, and I rebuke that sickness, and I declare healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say unto the sick, be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, any part of your body, any part of your life, any part of your womb, any part of your destiny that needs a touch of God, I stretch my hands unto this morning as a symbolism of the hands of God. Let the hand of the Lord touch every part of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
Let there be restoration.
Amen.
Let there be deliverance. Let there be liberty.
Amen.
Let there be freedom.
Amen.
Let there be breakthrough.
Amen.
Let there be lifting.
Amen.
Let there be progress.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord satisfy your yearnings.
Amen.
The Lord is wiping away your tears.
Amen.
The Lord is wiping away tears right away. I say and I declare, the Lord is wiping away tears. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything that's making you to cry, I declare unto you this morning, you will cry no more. If there's anything that make you to weep, I declare unto you this morning, you weep no more. If there's anything that's making you to sorrow this morning, you will sorrow no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your visitation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your impartation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you
for our servants that you for this morning. I pray for more grace, more unction, more anointing. In Jesus' name we are praying.